thing is that people are going to try to tear you into a lot of different directions, like, and you can get too dispersed. You have to narrow your focus and narrow it down really, really small. And I'm sure that he's thinking this. Right now, he's, you know, when you're in the middle of this kind of a storm, Mary Beth, and everyone's assailing you, the newspapers, the community, you're under pressure from your boss. Internally, there's a lot of pressures. And, you know, everybody's trying to leverage it. The thing that kind of will get you through it, or got me through it, let me just say that, that got me through it, was to think very, very narrowly. And if you want to kill an elephant, you don't shoot shotguns at elephants. You shoot a very high-powered bullet, and that takes care of your problem. You just can't go off in a bunch of different directions. And I think that when I made mistakes as police commissioner, I tried to go off in too many directions. But whenever you guys talk to me, we just talked about one thing. And if our tenure was famous for bad guys with guns, then my mission was accomplished, because that's all I wanted everybody to focus on.
You recently went to Chicago and got sort of a view of how they were fighting violence and gang. What did you learn from that?
Yeah, well, one of my recommendations when I went to Chicago was that, you know, and Gary McCarthy is a good crime fighter, and the Chicago PD are very, very good crime fighters. But one of the things that I learned there was they got gangs on the brain. When you talk to people in Chicago, cops in Chicago, and say, okay, so how many bad guys in terms of gangs, because they say gangs, 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 it's the gangs. I said, okay, so give me a sense of how many gang guys you're worried about. They said 200,000. That was a conservative estimate. It's impossible for you to succeed trying to make a priority of 200,000 gang members. I don't care what police force you lead. And so, you know, one of my recommendations in terms of talking to their people were that they have great crime fighters, they have great ideas and strategy, but you can't try to reform or pay attention to all 200,000 of these people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of my 5 cents worth of advice to them, that stop trying to deal with 200,000 and think about a much more manageable number that are, you know, not that you're afraid are going to pull the trigger, but you know are going to pull the trigger or have pulled the trigger. Because it just can't be, this is back to the war on drugs mentality. Every drug dealer is therefore a danger to the community. No one wants drugs in their community, but you can't make every drug dealer the equivalent of a violent person with a gun in their pocket. You just can't. And so you fill up the jails and fill up your time and your operations running around chasing people that you shouldn't be. So, again, these guys at the BPD, you know, they weren't asleep. They were around in 2007 and 8 and 9 and 10 and 11 and 12. They were around. So they know how to do these things. And I'm sure Commissioner Batts is working his ass off to try to make it happen.